Thanks for meeting me for dinner. I'm sure this is a bit confusing, but I'm so glad you came. Listen, I know this is weird and a bit out of the blue, but there's something I really want to talk to you about, and I'm not really sure how to bring it up. I have a confession to make. A while back, when you were seeing my roommate, well, I kinda did some snooping. I mean, I don't know what the word is for it, but you were seeing my friend, and I wanted to make sure she wasn't getting involved with a creep or anything. So, when you were over, I kind of looked through your computer. I know, not my best moment. But I think we both know what I found, don't we? Whether I had any right to or not is not really the point, isn't it? Listen, you are a good writer with a very, very twisted imagination. There must have been years of stories on there. So many embarrassing, humiliating fantasies, fetishes, and desires. I made a copy of them, and I've been reading them for the last year. You know, they're good enough that I think you could actually publish them. But then, everyone would know what a sick little freak you are, wouldn't they? So, that's my first confession. Well, don't forgive me quite yet. The second one is something I think you will find very interesting. Very interesting. When I was in high school, I wasn't a nice person. My friends and I were in a clique, and we, I have to admit, did a pretty good job of terrorizing the school. Anyone who is different, insecure, or not part of the in crowd, we would abuse. I feel like such a cliche, but I actually took the boys' lunch money. I made fun of girls who weren't as pretty as I was. I got guys on the football team to beat up wimps and nerds just for fun, just so I could watch. I'd pick on anyone I thought I could take advantage of, even more when I could make them cry. I was pretty awful. I'd like to be able to say it was because I was in pain or had a rotten home life, but it wasn't. I did it because it made me feel good. It made me feel superior. I liked it when people were afraid of me. It was a rush. I've grown up a lot. I don't behave that way anymore. A lot of it was peer pressure, I guess. A lot of it was just being immature. I don't know. It just became expected of us, me and my friends. Anyway, the thing is, if I'm honest, part of me really misses those days. A lot. For the past year, I've been reading your stories and thinking about doing all those terrible things you wrote to you. Not in the way you write about them exactly, but in ways that make you miserable. I know what those stories are. They're your jerk-off fantasies, right? You like the idea of a mean girl bullying you, but it's not really bullying if deep down you like it, isn't it? If she's just doing what you fantasize about, it isn't really the same thing. When I would bully someone, I wanted to hurt their feelings. I wanted to make them scared to come to school the next day. I wanted them to feel humiliated in front of the whole school. I know it sounds terrible, but I wanted to ruin their life and leave mental scars so deep they would never forget it, never forget me. That's what I miss, being able to do that again. It just isn't socially acceptable, especially as we get older. Now, I still find ways to let that part of me out. Mean little comments from time to time. making people do things they don't want to do. Just yesterday, I made a coworker buy lunch for me, just because I knew I could. Why am I telling you all this? Listen, I know this is weird. It's weird for me too. I'm not looking for a boyfriend or for a relationship. I'm looking for someone who I can bully and torment. And judging from what you wrote, I think this is something you want too. Isn't it? Well, go on, say something. Yeah, that's what I thought. You know, you could never date a girl like me, right? I am so far out of your league, it isn't even funny. And let's face it, you're a loser. A pathetic, hopeless dork. What? Am I wrong? Am I? You're sorry? If this was 10 years ago, you'd be doing my homework and I'd be spitting in your face. I seem to remember a story about something like that. Spitting on your face? Gross. But you love it, don't you? And you take it because deep down, you feel like you deserve it. Like this is how pretty girls should treat you. Right? Admit it. You do. We both know you do. In fact, give me your drink. There. Well? You're welcome. Loser. You're probably getting a little tiny hard on from this, aren't you? Me being mean to you. Stop looking at it and drink it. I want to watch. Do it. Good loser. God, you really are pathetic. It's as bad as I thought. Yummy, yummy, right? Oh dear, look at that. I managed to drop my fork. Pick it up. I said, pick it up. Aw, I'm sorry. Did I step on your hand? You really need to be more careful. What the fuck are you doing? I don't want that. You think I'm going to use a fork that was on the floor? What the fuck is wrong with you? Give me your fork. You use that one. Jesus, you really are a fucking idiot. Maybe I'm the idiot. Being out here with you in public, people are going to think we're on a date. Ew. Do you think I'd ever date someone like you? No. You even say no like a retard. No. And then we have to talk about one last thing. That folder on your computer. Yes. That one. The one with my name on it. Oh, yes. I saw that folder. Why are you squirming? Am I touching a nerve? I mean, I thought it was just coincidence or inspiration. But when I read those stories, the descriptions, it was me, wasn't it? She even sounds like me when you write the dialogue. She looks like me, talks like me. But she's meaner than I am. At least that's what you were imagining, wasn't it? And some of those stories, they weren't just stories, were they? You were writing down things that actually happened. Things that you did when you were at our place. I mean, it never worked out the way you wanted. But you did go through my hamper, didn't you? Sniffing my dirty workout panties. gym shirts? Of course, I never caught you in the act, did I? Some of the things you did, they grossed me out. You grossed me out. But you'd never dreamed I'd actually catch you, punish you, hurt you. Did you? No, you'd just jerk off thinking about it. Well, I think you may have underestimated me. Those things you described, I am more than capable of. Much more. But the fantasy and the reality are two totally different things. Let's see if you're going to be jerking off when I get through with you. So let's see. Give me your wallet, loser. Why? Why? You don't need to know why. Just do it. Hurry up. Oh, God. $120? That's it? What a fucktard. It's mine now, anyways. You need it for what? Blah, blah, blah. I don't care. Shut up. Quit whining. ATM card? Useless. But I can use this. MasterCard. Please tell me it isn't maxed out. Good. Well, it's mine now. What am I going to use it for? Whatever I feel like, dork. But here's the thing. You seem to think this is some kind of game. It isn't for me. It really isn't. Does it feel like you thought it would? It isn't so sexy anymore, isn't it? But you can't help yourself, can you? No, you can't. Please? Please? Please what? Stop! Really? Is that what you want? Is it? I didn't think so. Your brain is so fucked up. The more I bully you, the more you're going to fall in love with me. Don't bother trying to deny it. I've read your fantasies. I know your dreams. I know what this is doing to you. I also know something you don't. Rejecting you is just going to make it worse. Hurting your feelings is just going to make it worse. The worse I treat you, the more you're going to fall in love with me. It'll be a crush at first, and that'll feel exciting, like it probably does now. But that will turn into something more soon enough. You'll truly need me. You'll depend on me. You'll be in love with me. But it won't matter, because I'll never let you any closer than you are right now. Never. You'll just have to deal with it, because the only thing worse than me bullying you will be me disappearing from your life forever. When I bully you, at least you get my attention. No matter how much it hurts, it's always going to feel better than me abandoning you. If you think that would hurt now, just wait. At some point, you may decide you want to run away. It won't last, but you'll feel it. I know you will. But I can't let that happen, now can I? Give me your phone. Now, loser. Oh God, you're so easy. Let's see. Facebook, perfect. Shut up. There. Your Facebook has a new password and a new email address.
Why would I tell you that?
Don't worry. It's still saved on your phone. You can still use your Facebook account. But now I can use it too. Oh, does that scare you? It should. Poor baby. I've added my contact to your phone. So now, loser, you have your first task. Here, take this Sharpie. Shut up and listen. Go to the bathroom and unbutton your shirt. Write loser on your chest and take a picture for me. I want to see your face and the word on your chest. I want it to be neat and clear. And then text it to me. If you do this, you won't ever be able to go back. I'm going to bully you for as long as I feel like it. You won't be able to stop it or run away. I'm going to make your life a living hell. No, go on. Do it. Oh yes, thank you. I think we are ready to order. He'll have a plain salad. That's right. No dressing, nothing on the side. It's a weird diet thing. Actually, if you could tell the chef to make it as bland as possible, that would be fantastic. Let's see. I'll have the salmon with the roasted potatoes. A glass of Pinot Grigio would be perfect. For him, just water. No ice. Room temp is perfect. Thank you. Oh, you fucking idiot. You're all mine now.